Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issues, debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are in the building. We got the crew, the panel, the team. Everybody's here. Everybody introduce yourselves. I'm Tay Real.
I'm Lizzie Day. What's up? I'm Ida. What's going on?
It's your homeboy LV. What's the deal?
I'm KC.
And we are all here. We are all locked in. Monday nights, 9 p.m. EST. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how it goes down. We had an interesting show last week. We had probably an even more interesting show this week. I believe LV came up with this topic. Do women like persistence?
Oh, this
do women like persistence? That's the big question that we're going to be dissecting tonight. Panel, team, crew, how do y'all feel? Let's just go down the line. Let's just open it up off the gate. Let's just open it up. Let's start. Let's go down the line. Let's start. Lizzie hates when I start with her, so we're going to start with LV, you know, the man with the plan, LV.
First up. Oh, I'm first up, man. What's the deal? About women and persistence, I'm not a woman, but I know for sure they don't like persistence at all, bro. As a matter of fact, you know what? Take that back. I talked to somebody yesterday before I even, while I was like revving a line or coming up with like the type of questions to ask for this particular topic, and I was like, "Do you like persistence at all?" And she said, "They got to be from the right man." So like, if you a creep, pretty much, no, they ain't gonna be feeling you. But like, if you know what I'm saying, you got some type of attributes, or you happen to be handsome or charming, then you know what I'm saying. I don't think persistence is that bad, but it's chasing that women don't like, man. That's the thing. It's chasing women don't like. Like, dudes who just don't know how to take a hint. You know what I mean? Like, we've all seen Family Matters, and I'm sure all y'all know about Steve Urkel and Laura, bro. You know what I mean? That was, like, one of the first personal dudes I've ever seen. Every single episode, he was, like, nonstop rush just to get that ass. You know what I mean? But, like, she wasn't feeling it. I guess it has to be a certain type of, how can I say this? I guess it has to be a certain type of pursuit. You know what I mean? What was I talking about? Nate, you remember I was telling you about fishing? Are you sitting there trying to take this? How much line you going to put into the water? You going to give all your line to just a little bit at a time just to get the fish to nudge at it? Me personally, man, I only give myself 3 tries. And after that, I move on, bro. Like, honestly, bro, because I've already been a victim of chasing women. It's not a good look for you at all. It makes you look desperate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's the way you go about it. Like, some of you men, like, y'all take it to another level. Like, you go too far with it. Like, right?
That is more the truth. Trust me.
And it's a little creepy. Some of you men, look, I'm going to tell you a story.
What's that?
This guy, I was sitting at work, you know, waiting to go inside, listen to my music, you know, and I could tell this dude was looking at me. So I just don't even pay no mind to him because he really wasn't my type. But then he started talking. He seemed cool. So I was like, you know, let me just go ahead and give him the digits and see what he's about. He might, you know, he might be a nice guy. I mean, he ain't really all that great looking. I might have to like go to dinner at night where it's dark. But you know, I'll give him a shot. I said this is the first time that like I've given a guy a shot that I really, really was not attracted to by far. So I thought it would be a little nice.
What? So That was sympathy.
Every woman has
done a sympathy date. That's real. People, we do sympathy dates. It happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta eat.
Yeah, for real.
Hold on. Whoa. Casey, Ida, y'all done this too? Y'all went on 60 dates?
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, damn,
you
sorry ass nigga. Order what you want. Shit. Here, what you want? You want the filet mignon? Damn.
It's like you already know there's no way in hell you're going to go any further with this person besides a date. You go out, talk a little bit, have fun, eat some food. That should be
explained before you even go out on a date. Look, I found out the reason why girls give out their numbers. You know why girls give out their numbers? Is because they do not – some dudes just don't know how to take rejection. And I do not know why dudes do not know how to take rejection. I'm sorry.
This is true.
Hold on. I want to hear the conclusion to the story real quick.
So then
I go inside, I'm going to work, and all of a sudden I see him creeping around the corner. I thought, oh, my gosh. I forgot, you know, I met him at my job. Oh, shit. So I see him creeping around the corner. He's like, what you up to? I'm like, I'm working, man. You know, we need to chill. And then I kid you not, an hour later, there he is, walking around the corner. I'm like, oh, shit. Just so happened that he ended up coming in every day for a week.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
Looking for me. And he's not the first person. He's not the first person. Like, some people I just meet and greet and talk to, don't even give them the number. And they will come in looking for me. They will ask my boss, does she work today? Like, really?
Wow.
Men are
wow. Y'all surprised that men act that way?
No.
And then you wonder why we might do anything we do?
Oh, right.
Hey. In my defense, you know what happened? I have a story, and it's going to be quicker than yours, and it ain't that creepy. Well, it ain't creepy at all. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Look, basically, one of my friends hit me on my Facebook, like, hey, LaVille, what's going on? I'm like, nothing has been up with you. She's like, oh, just chilling. She was like, hey, do you have a girlfriend? And I'm like, no. I'm like, why would you ask that question? She was like, well, one of my friends thinks you're hot. And I'm like, hot? Like, cool, what are you talking about? So, you know what I'm saying? I link it up, and she's like, yeah, you know, look her up on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And the girl was drop dead gorgeous. I'm like, shit. Like, oh, yeah, set that up with the quickness. You know what I'm saying? So, I end up getting her number. We chatted on Facebook. I got her number and talked to her a couple times. Then, like, you know what I'm saying? This is the saddest shit. I can't believe I'm about to say this on Israel Talk Radio. My first inaugural meeting with this girl, I went and got flowers. You know what I mean? Like, I literally, like, I told her friend, like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm about to come up to her job with you there. And she said it was all go. And it was on Valentine's Day, like a weirdo. So this girl, I started talking to a week before Valentine's Day, and she was in there she told me, like, yeah, she real gloomy that she wasn't able to get anything for Valentine's Day, and everybody else got something. So I came into a job, and this is a hair salon school, so it ain't nothing but females and a couple gay guys in there, whatever. So I walk into the room, and she turns around, and I wave at her, and I come over there, I give her flowers for Valentine's Day, and, like, I'm getting just major kudos, bro. I'm getting so many one-ups in that damn room. You have no idea. All of them like, oh, and, like, you know what I'm saying, giving me the smile and the wink and all that good stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in. So I pull her to the side, talk to her, you know what I mean? Then we end up going to a banquet dinner later on that week, and come to find out when I'm talking to her, bro, she really wasn't feeling me that much. Like, when we hit the dance floor, I was trying to dance with her, she was like, dancing away from a dude and shit. You know what I'm saying? So after that was over, the girl just stopped calling. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, what the fuck did I do?
That's a little creepy.
What, flowers? He was just trying
to show a little style. What's wrong with that? Hey, how much did you pay for
it? I say that. The reason why I say that is because you just know her for a week.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you pop up where she worked with some flowers. Like, that's a little creepy.
But I got flowers. I mean, come on.
I don't like that.
What about her? She was the one that took the
world
out.
When her girl
she was spelling him.
It's not like I was like, hey, hook me up with your girl, and then I show up to your job. She came and told me, like, my friend thinks you're good looking. I wasn't like, well, I think your friend good looking, hook that up, and I'll show up to her school. And you know what I'm saying? I was just trying to make a good first impression. You know what I'm saying? And I guess
why couldn't you like? Why couldn't you like wait for a date or something? Why you gotta show up at her job?
I mean, but like say this, Lizzie. Say you killing the dude, and your friend want to hook you up, and then he trying to like, you know what I'm saying, like plan something, just you know what I'm saying, to impress you. Wouldn't your girl be like, maybe that's not a good idea, dude? You know what I mean? You just met her. That's what I thought my friend would have said, but she just stabbed me to the shark. I mean, but it is what it is, man. Lesson learned. I mean, don't judge me for that. I ain't never given another chick flowers in my damn life. You can bet that much.
How did you know when she worked? Like, how'd that even, did y'all have phone conversations? And then...
Yeah, and they were like, we go to the same hair school together. You know, my friend was like, yeah, we go to the same hair school together, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo.
No,
but
I mean,
like,
you have a phone conversation with the girl herself.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. And, okay, that's how you knew where she worked. And mm-hmm. so you came up and got some flowers.
Like,
it was a surprise.
What happened was I got a little insight from my friend, and then when I talked to her, I got even more insight. You know what I mean?
So
as
it was a surprise for her. Like, you just kind of popped up with the flowers on Valentine's.
Yeah. Exactly. But I did ask confirmation before I showed up.
They could have went either way. They could have went either way.
I mean, it was a failure, but you know what I'm saying? Lesson learned.
If you went either way, she might have liked it. Who knows?
I mean, I don't know. I think she's in a relationship now, so I don't think she really liked it that much.
I'm talking about not her. Somebody else might have liked what you did. She just didn't.
I mean,
like
but
it.
I haven't seen none of those girls in that class since, you know what I mean? And there was a ton of girls in there. I'm sure they all got a good look at my ass, you know what I mean? But, I mean, if I didn't make a lasting impression on her, what you trying to tell me that it trickled down to somebody else in there? Like, oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm saying in general. I'm not speaking about just the girls in that damn room. I'm talking about in general with a different woman, different girl. How old is she? How old was this? How long ago? How old are these people? Because age matters. 23, 24? Oh, yeah, that's really young.
At 23, 24, a woman is usually at a good, mature state. But as far as, like, being able to really appreciate a real grown man, that's a shaky age. I think it takes a woman closer to
age
30 before she can really embrace a real grown man. Like, that's a real grown man. A grown man that gets you some flowers, a nigga going to take you to the hotel. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a difference.
With the quickness, though.
It's a difference.
With the quickness. Before I even get the check, I got the room. With the quickness, though. With the and I'm giving you that continental breakfast if you act right. You get that continental breakfast if you act right. You get your eggs and bacon when you wake up.
Pay the extra $10.
Pay the extra $10. I mean, what I learned was it was just a little too much too soon. That's fine. You know what I mean? That's fine. Now I know next time what not to do. You dig what I'm saying?
Wait. You don't know what not to do with every woman because of one woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You do know that, right? You can't. That's ridiculous.
So what you're telling me is I can just buy a whole bunch of flowers and just try them all out, and then if it really don't work, then you'd be like, all right, it don't work with every woman?
You know
how much flowers cost? Nah, you want some real flowers, you're kicking out 50 easily. Ain't nobody got time for that. You got to know, like, this chick is feeling you, and she's ready to put out all of that. Because like, if you ain't putting out, you ain't getting no flowers from Tay. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is a funeral,
or maybe a wedding or something, like a wedding present or something. But like, I'm not kicking out no flowers to no chick. $50 out my pocket, and I'll be sitting there doing some handwork tonight. Like, it's not happening. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
this my man right here, bro. Real shit. This is Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That's
we got to keep it a
buck. Yeah.
I mean, it's only right. Like,
keep it a buck, man. Keep it a buck.
I got to give LV credit because did you get the draws?
No, I did not get the draws.
Oh, see, I got to give you credit because you took that risk. I wouldn't even have
took that risk. You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny about that, Tay, is that when I had to tell my pops. He was laughing his butt off, bro. He was like, how much you spend? I said, I spent like $40, like $43 with some change. He was like, well, it's $43 to let you know that you weren't worth it. So just charge that to the game, man, and just know,
yeah,
just take a little slower next time. And then
that's
if she's
true.
Worth,
true,
you know what
she
I'm saying, showing
him.
Yeah,
had
bro,
to
be
bad. You kicked out that fool. You bought her flowers out the back. She must
have
been bad.
Bro, Lord have mercy. You know what I'm saying? And you already know that this woman has major options, bro. You already know this woman has major options, bro. If she
so
bad,
you was thinking about that competition. You was like, how can I stand out?
You got like that.
Yeah, but he made it look creepy. First of all,
what do you mean?
It
ain't like I put my dick in the flowers and was like, you know, touch the flowers.
So
my
you showed up at a chick's job with some flowers,
yeah.
Like, hey, like that's creepy.
But
right?
I can see,
so,
what, but see, no, hold on. Yeah. First off, F you, Nizzy, by the because I look for confirmation. Information before I showed. It's not like I just went and bought him and
you
showed
wait,
him for school. I talked to her
date.
Friend about this.
First of all,
like she's right.
All,
she's telling
me
wait until
the
date.
You have the first date.
Yeah.
You have the first
yeah.
date first. You check her out.
Yeah.
You fill her out first. Get a vibe
yeah.
off of her.
That's
then
exactly.
you wait for the second date. Then you bring her flowers because you know you're going to get some.
Okay,
because
okay.
After the first date, you know you're going to get some. Just talking to
I mean, it is a point, though. I think you got a point. Like, if you decide was on the,
he does have a point.
First, on the first day of interacting with them, they going to, like, not even necessarily just as far as being creepy, but they ain't going, like, respect you because it's going to be, like, they're going to look
yeah,
at you
yeah,
like,
it's not
going to
be respectful.
Like, yeah, like you kind of thirsty. And
it's
then,
like,
well, that's how it was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
sound like, what
the
hell?
And ain't nothing to work for and... Yeah, they women.
You know
are,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly, and
but
that's about putting that line out there.
And complain. Niggas always want to just try to take you to their house and want to, you know, want to get you a chicken box and then, well, see, y'all not from Maryland. Y'all don't know what
a chicken box.
Want to get you some
I know what a chicken box is, man.
You know what I mean?
I
oh,
think everybody
exactly.
person knows what a chicken box is.
We all from different states, so everybody don't know what a chicken box is. That's definitely a Maryland
I don't know what a chicken box
but,
is, man. I mean, from Maryland.
You know what I mean? We'll get you a burger real quick from the McDonald's and then take you to that crib and get it in. Dad complained about that on Facebook, and then you have a situation like LV just try to be spontaneous and give us some flowers even though it was soon, and now he a stalker. So
like,
women
well,
are
right.
interesting.
Yeah,
I want to
right.
ask KC. Cause
you
KC
ain't never get no flowers, Nizzy, ever.
KC represents a different avenue with KC being a dom. So, KC, how do you like lesbians? Is it the same way? Because I know a woman is different expectations from a woman to a woman. So how would you think
they're
a femme would handle that, KC?
A femme? Well, to me, honestly, femmes are more, I don't know, I guess both are pretty persistent. But honestly, to me personally, like, it's a lot of girls that are very persistent about talking to me or, you know, pursuing a relationship. I don't know what they want. And it's annoying. I don't know. Sometimes it can be annoying. Like, if I don't like you and I say that, you know, I could let you down pretty easy. Like, hey, it's not what I'm looking for. And you continue, then I'm annoyed. It's not cute what you're doing. The persistence is annoying. But at the same time, I kind of feel like everybody needs somebody to be persistent because it's like it makes you feel good about yourself. It's like an ego booster. If somebody sends you an annoying text every morning, like, it's annoying. But at the same time, if you didn't get that text, you're like, damn, where my little boo at? Why my boo ain't text me? But they know they'll never smash, that you'll never have sex with them or do anything with them. But it's like they're just like an ego booster. So I have a couple females that I leave on the side that they just, that's what they're there for. They're ego boosters. That's what I use them for.
God.
I wait for they go
right.
I wait for they go over new text.
I'm being hilarious.
I'm being honest,
you using people. I got an ego booster, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody does, whether they want to admit it or not. I'm just being honest. Like, some people are just here to be. I mean, you don't want to tell people off at the same time because some people don't take rejection kindly.
Exactly.
And some people you reject them, but they just don't get it. And it's like, okay, I don't know them. You can tell somebody 50 million times and they still will be persistent. That's not your fault.
That's
you know
them.
What I'm saying? So by
and
the
that's
third
why
time,
that turns themselves into an ego booster. That is right.
So by the third or fourth time you done asked me on a date, I'm going to be like, oh, come on, man. I'm hungry anyway. But I've been on sympathy dates. I mean, what's wrong with it? I don't see the problem. Or, I mean, I've been on a couple of days where it's kind of like, damn, this person been asking me to do this and that, and I really don't want to do it, but
at the end of the day, I have to eat. So, I mean, where are we going? Where are you taking me? And then them girls probably know, too, because they probably be like, damn, I've been asking you to go for like a month. And I'm like, yeah, I know I've been busy. But, I mean, I got time today if you want to go. And they'd be right there ready to go. That's persistence.
Yep.
That's hilarious. And sometimes it's annoying, but honestly, I think women like it because women like attention. That's just what women
all
like
all the time.
Gay or straight, you want the attention. You want to know that somebody is thinking about you at all.
All the time.
So
you're damn right.
Yeah.
All
so I think women
right.
like it.
Time.
But of course, if it's coming from the right person, then hell, of course. But I feel like it doesn't even have to be the right person. It could be the most annoying person or the ugliest person, and you still going to be like, oh, good morning. You know?
It's still beneficial, though, because you're wanting.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I had a chick like that, and she was ugly as hell.
What? You got a granddaddy, your eco boost, don't you? Somewhere down your phone contact, it's a granddaddy hitting your ass up right now, Nizzy Nay. Right now. You have no filter whatsoever. You don't care who that it come from. You're like, oh, yeah, I got this 56-year-old dude hitting me up right now. I ain't even trying to be bothered, but I'm going to keep him on the roster because he's my eco booster. What the hell is he boosting? I bet you can't even boost his testosterone, let alone your confidence.
He's giving me compliments all the time and texting. Man, I need a whole bunch of ego boosters.
I don't need that at all. I'm my own damn eco booster, man. I don't need nobody bothering me.
But
look here.
I think me personally, I'm like a main ego booster. I'm just that one person that's going to tell the ugliest girl in the world, man, you are beautiful. You need to do this.
Why
would you do that? What's wrong with that?
He bogus as hell, bro. What's wrong with you?
You
evil.
For the reason why 500-pound women wear leggings and all that. It's
to let it breathe. To let all that say like breathe.
Thank you.
You don't have to say, hey, boo, you beautiful. You can say, hey, you know, maybe if we do this, you know, or maybe if we do that.
No. Sometimes
Nizzy,
people need to hear that they're beautiful, whether they're beautiful or not.
Nizzy, how you going to talk about a 500-pound woman? You won Reese's Cup away from caving through the floor your damn self.
Shut the hell up.
Look, man, look. You want to hear the funny part about that situation about me chasing after a woman is that now I have a woman who I currently work with who I've never spoken to who works in the same department as me, never spoken to because she's so shy, has a mad crush on me, and I had no idea this existed ever in life. And I had other females come up and tell me. One girl was like, oh, my gosh, she wants your nuts. And I was like, my nuts? Like, damn.
I'm taking your job and she wants your nuts?
She wants my nuts. You said it just
like
that.
Do you like her?
I haven't even talked to her to like her. I have no idea what's going on with this woman.
Well, why don't you just have a conversation?
I did. I just started saying hi to her just, you know what I'm saying, so she wouldn't, because I know how it feels being on the opposite end of that. You got a crush on somebody. Don't know what to say, you all timid. So I just spoke to her first, probably try to release that tension and then see what she's talking about. And if it's interesting enough, you know what I'm saying, I still may say no. Actually, I'm going to still say no. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Just
wow.
Just you're not interested in her.
I know I'm not interested. And I won't lead people on. I'm not interested. If I'm not interested in you, there's no way in me leading you on because that's just, that's false.
Okay.
It's screwing you
that's
up emotionally. I'm a little like an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
That is
so,
an asshole, because then you're going to lead her on. You're leading her on now.
I don't lead her on.
You have no intentions of getting with her.
At all.
You're leading her on.
What do you mean?
Can't you say hi, good morning?
I can't say hi, damn. Now, hi is leading her on? Jesus Christ. How is you interpreting this, Nate? I can say hi.
You know she got a crush on you. She might, you know.
you know,
but
sometimes
you may take that high as in like, hey, I'm trying to give you the D. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Like, hi, I'm trying to give you the D. Hey, you want the D? Hey, how you doing this morning? Give you the D. You want some D? You want some sunny D early morning? Get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying hi. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. If she fucked
she
up
give me
enough.
Her number, though. She didn't give me her number, though, and I did, like, lose that motherfucker. I don't know where it's at.
Oh,
I don't know where the motherfuckers at, bro. Because I'm about to tell her.
I want to hear from Ida. Hold up. I want to hear from Ida. Ida, I know you got a story for us. I can just feel it.
I mean, not too many. The stories are similar when it comes to when women have to deal with a man that don't want to take no for an answer. They're all similar.
Give us your most recent. Give us your most recent.
I don't know about a most recent. I mean, luckily, I haven't had to deal with much at this job because I work overnight. I don't have any niggas coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to stalk me. They asleep most of the time, which is good. But similar thing, when I used to work back in the day, like at Starbucks and shit, that's the same kind of shit that was happening to Nizzy would happen to me. And it happened once with a guy who was it was in Los Angeles, and this dude was a mortician. Actually, he wasn't, I'm sorry, not a mortician. The other one, the forensic scientist. And he come in, and to impress me, he would show me pictures of dead bodies he's worked on.
Wow.
He was like, hey, look. I had this case today, and it'd just be a torso completely. I'm like, really? And he'd want to come in every day and show me his, you know, current case he was working on. But I don't see anything wrong at all. I think persistence is obviously a part of what begins a relationship. Somebody, there has to be a pursuing of some sort. But if you reject it, I think after that, you just keep it moving. There's no reason to keep coming at it when the person's not interested anymore. If there's interest that's consistent, and they're like, you know what? Yeah, cool. I like you. All right. Show the persistence so that you can start to build something. Otherwise, just take it on. I don't need nobody to boost my ego. I don't need nobody. Maybe because of my age. I'm 34. But at this age, if I need the ego booster, then to me, I'd be the something's wrong. Like, I do that shit myself. I only want niggas hitting me up who I want to talk to. At this age.
Do not look 34 in your pictures. Good job.
Oh, I get asked what high school. I get asked, you know, hey, what college are you in? And I'm like, well, college is one. You can go to college at any age. But just thinking that I'm like, you know, freshman, something like that, sophomore. I'm like, no, I got carded buying some cough syrup. I told y'all that like a couple weeks ago.
What? Who the fuck is carded buying cough syrup?
I guess it has alcohol in it or something. And she was like, well, do you have ID? I'm like, for what?
The
fuck? You still be getting carded?
Damn!
But yeah, I got ID, but you see this 1980.
What? Are you serious?
That must run in your family.
Obviously.
That's usually hereditary.
I don't drink, I don't smoke just because I don't like those things. If I like them, I do the shit all the time.
Exactly.
I got a little bit.
Please preach to Nizzy, because Nizzy is like a chain smoker. I think Nizzy's probably going to die in like 2 years. I'm trying to save our life.
Whoa. Nizzy on her way out the door? Nizzy on her way out the door?
Nizzy smokes like 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I'm trying to save our life.
Whatever.
So you get carded for cough syrup. What about the show? My passport for Flintstone tablets dying shit?
Damn.
The chewable shit? The hell out of here.
In Port Authority, the bus terminal, they were like, you got an ID for this? Like, okay, here you go. The cough syrup now.
So let me get this straight. Chasing is fine. Chasing is not fine. Persistence is all right, because persistence is basically you taking your opportunity when it's presented so. Chasing is you have no opportunity, and you are just relentlessly after that shit.
No point. I don't see a point in that. I guess for some people, in some rare cases, it's worked where maybe they've been able to change the mind of that person. All of a sudden, they're like, you know what? Your ass just won't go away. Okay, fine. And they find out that they actually like the person. I guess that might happen sometimes. I never experienced that. My gut usually tells me if I like the person or not. Pretty, especially a dude, if I'm interested in actually dating him, that's pretty fast. I know, pretty quick.
I mean, but you're going to give a tell to let him know, like, you're a little bit interested, or are you easy just supposed to pick up every single little hint? Because that was my issue
with girls who weren't interested. I picked up the hit faster than girls who are interested. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of like how a couple of mine got away.
I don't think if you're interested, then at least exchange numbers initially and start talking. That's it. Just get to know the motherfucker on a case by case basis. Everybody's different. And hopefully, you know, some women, I mean, they're playing the hard to get thing, and that's cool. Don't just throw a pussy at nobody. But get to know the nigga. If you're interested, you think he's fine, he think you fine. You think, all right, he's cool, y'all mutually think each other's cool. Okay, talk on the phone. Go out on a date, get some coffee first, you know, chill. Get to know each other. Like, Nizzy was exactly right about the girl at the beauty salon, basically.
Oh, yeah, she was right. I mean, I don't want to admit it, but she was. Whatever. Forget you, Nizzy. It's still like war over here.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
Today.
Take on the date first, and then, you know, she might not even like flowers. You know, but find out. Talk to her first and see what kind of stuff she likes. And then
she doesn't like flowers now. She hates flowers. Nah, damn. Yeah, like, oh, shit. She hates flowers. Wow, she hates flowers. Tay, you know what? You the only person that ain't getting no story, bro. And I know you got one.
For me?
Yeah. Come on,
man. Let's see. All right, one day. All right. So like, it's kind of like a fine line because you. All right, so you want to be persistent because you think women like to play hard to get sometimes. But then
exactly. It's
like on the flip side, it will be like, well, you know, he's thirsty and he's stalking me. And that's the last thing you want to be labeled as a weirdo or a stalker. So I'm at the market one day, and I'm not going to lie, it's this bad light-skinned female. Like, she's, like, bad, literally from head to toe. And, like,
damn.
Every guy in the market was, like, turning their head. Because, see, I'm one of those guys, I don't send my woman to go shopping. Like, I go buy food myself. Like, I'm independent.
Right.
I notice a lot of females at the market be, like, at the market by themselves or even with the kids, no man. You got a man? Sometimes they say, yeah, why are you not here with you? Well, yeah, home watching the game, like, wow. You know, so every guy was looking, breaking in that, catching whiplash. Nobody had the confidence to go up to this woman. And this woman is looking good, really, really good. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. I'm sitting here looking at guys, like, shaking my head, like, come on, fellas, like, somebody got to holler at us. Somebody got to do it. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. I wasn't even feeling myself that day because I ain't really have no gear on. I threw on whatever. You know how you got those days. The market, not a fashion show. You go to the market just to get what you got to get and get out. So it was one of those days. I wasn't really feeling myself, but I'm like, I can't do it. Like, no. Then she walked past me. Once she walked past me again, I was like, that's it. I'm saying something. I ain't even feeling confident, but I'm going to say something. So I went to try to, you know, I went to go talk to her, started a conversation, but I think it was because of what I had on. My self-esteem wasn't where it needed to be, so I didn't really come off right. So I opened up asking her about sports, like, yeah, you see that game the other night? Yeah, LeBron is good, ain't he? I used that approach, and that, like, wasn't the right approach. This lady is like a 10. Like, no lie, she was like a 10. And she was like, yeah, she watched sports or whatever. She literally turned around, put her hand on her hip, sized me up from head to toe, and I developed telepathical powers for like 30 seconds. I could literally read her mind, and she was like, yeah, you ain't looking too hot, but I'm going to give you a shot anyway. It's your lucky day. Speak, you got 30 seconds. That's literally what the message I got through my telepathical instincts at that time. So I was sitting there talking to her, and once I started, opened up with sports, I was like, holy crap, like, I'm done. Like, I knew, like, she was too bad, man. I knew it wasn't happening. But I was like, at least I'm the only one that got the confidence to say something because I could see the look on everybody else's face. They wanted to say something, but they were scared of rejection.
Right.
You know, and I continued to talk to her. She ended up saying, okay, well, you have a nice day. And I knew what that was all about. It was like, man, you had a shot, but you blew it. But it was like, at least I had the chance. Now, I could have used persistence and still went after her, you know, but I decided just leave it alone, you know, because I didn't want to seem like I was stalking her because I know she probably...
Wait, how would you have been able to use persistence? If she was like, just go have a nice day, would you have tried to ask for her number?
Well, because here's how. Because, all right, so one thing you got to know is being a guy. So if it's not your day as far as, like, your gear and stuff, sometimes confidence, self-esteem, and swagger can overpower that. You know,
exactly.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you can literally
True.
Mesmerize a woman with
mm-hmm.
your words.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I could have used that, but I didn't.
But what?
You know what I mean? And who's to say if I would have, I might would have had a shot, but I blew it myself, and I know I did. You know what I mean? It was my approach off the bat, but could have used persistence. I didn't. I was persistent enough to say something to her. Everybody else was scared to say something to her, but at least I did. At least I said something to her. You know, that's what I took out of that, you know, but I definitely learned from that. Like, nah, I will never open up talking about sports ever again. Like, that's dead.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. That whole walk home, I was beating myself up, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, why'd I have to say that? Like, oh. Should have been asking her about, like, where she liked to eat at and, you know, possibly
exactly.
taking her out or something like that. Not
exactly.
no,
something pertaining to that situation. Right. Something pertaining to that situation, bro. That is one way to get in, like, get rid of the tension and just break the ice a little bit. Something pertaining to that situation that you're in. You know what I'm saying? I found out that my humor works a lot more than anything, bro. And, you know, I'm a silly dude. I got a funny sense of humor. That actually works a lot more in my favor. I had no idea. I'm sitting on this damn weapon, and I have not utilized it. When I utilize it, it's like, oh, it's way easier to talk to you as when I'm joking about shit. You know, except for, like,
that's
just
true.
Coming in there for the kill, like, yo, you know, how you doing? You all right? I see all these brothers hollering at you. I figured I'd take my shot. Like, well, your shot gone, bro. See you later. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, but, you know, it's all an approach, one. It's all an approach. And when it comes to, like, if you at the supermarket, anybody trying to dress up, and if your confidence outweighs all of that, it's how you carry yourself, man.
Yeah, it really
like
is. Think about it. Think about it. She was undeniably, like, if we had a picture of her right now and everybody seen it, I think everybody would agree, like, yeah, she a 10. Even the ladies on the panel right now would be like, yeah, she a 10. I was looking kind of bummy, and she actually still, because every other guy was breaking their neck, was just looking at her like they want to eat her, like they just want to jump on her, but not saying nothing to her. I was the only one that said something to her, and I think that was the reason why she kind of appreciated my confidence enough to say something. I think that's why she let me at least speak to her, and she ain't say, nah, you good, or nothing, just ignore me. Like, she literally stopped, turned around, looked at me from head to toe, and she had the eyes of a tiger. Like, her, you could tell she was so confident, but it wasn't, like, really cocky. It was sexy. It was like, she's confident, but it was like, I'm going to give you a shot. You know what? All these other guys sitting here, I know they thirsty, but they ain't saying nothing. You saying something. I'm going to give you a shot. You know what I mean? Confidence goes a long way. A real long way. That's the reason why you see some guys like, how did he end up with her? His swagger probably off the Richter scale. That's probably how he ended up with her. Ladies, would y'all agree with me? Would y'all ladies agree with me? As far as, like, a woman, like, confidence can kind of overcome things like your gear, your car, your house, what you got and all that. If you really have confidence.
That's fine. Yeah. And just for everybody, for a man or a woman, that confidence is just something that people should have in general.
Huh.
That's what I believe. I think so. Hell yeah.
But a lot of people do lack it, you know what I'm saying, because they don't. They
of course,
that,
right. It's something you got to work at, you know, for some people. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But It definitely can. You don't give a fuck what somebody's wearing and all that shit when they come really correct with their personality.
I'm laughing because I'm getting all this info that I'm utilizing. You know, I'm gonna utilize that down the stretch. Dig what I'm saying? Because I didn't already had complete failures. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The funny thing about that, the real funny thing about that whole situation is once you made that pursuit and you cut that off, when you see that person again, now they're giving you that look like, oh, damn. You know, it's been plenty of times where I tried to talk to a female and it didn't work. And then, like, she don't see me for a while. And I done, like, you know, did some shit to get my shit together. And now she's all like, hey, you know, what's up? And I'm like, oh. Fuck you and your pussy, bitch. Get the fuck off somewhere. I don't want to talk to you,
Oh, wow.
get that left. You know what I mean? Like, now you, like, I had this one girl who I was in a relationship with, and, like, you know, I really, like, was trying to take it to the next step, and she just wanted to have her cake and eat it too, you know what I'm saying? And, like, basically put me on a back burner, and I'm trying to be, like, just, like, straight up with her. I'm like, look, you know, it's me and you. Don't none of these girls really have anything going on for them. I'm not even, like, leading them on. I'm trying to get, I'm getting rid of them because, you know, I feel like me and you have something that we can cultivate on. And she just really wanted to just, you know what I'm saying, just keep her options open. So I was like, all right, bye, you know what I'm saying? And, like, she kicked off the dude who actually had some going for himself, and now she's pregnant by this dude who ain't got nothing going for himself, and now she back in my inbox on Facebook talking about some, hey, what's up, I'm sorry, you know, we drunk, what shit come out, you know, I just want to say I missed you, I'm sorry I messed up, and I will always love you. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like, that nice guy shit is played out, one. And if you a nice guy being chasing, bro, you might as well, bro, just count it up. Just take that L, man. Take that capital L. Get your ass fuck on. Get some shit going for yourself, bro. Just start cultivating stuff that you need to do for yourself, and sooner or later, women going to get turned on to it. You know what I mean? And for the simple fact that all the rest of these dudes is just out here, like, relentlessly, like, all on your Facebook pictures, all on your Instagram pictures, just, oh, baby,
yeah,
let me eat that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Social media shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah.
Girl,
wait a minute. I have a question for
the
men. Now, do men like persistence?
Do I like persistence?
Do men like persistence? I'll let you go first, Al.
Do I like persistence? If a woman is trying to get my attention, like, you really ain't got to go too far to put the bat signal up in the sky. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind persistence, but you know what I'm saying? It has to be like a 50-50 thing. Like, if you feeling me and I'm feeling you, sooner or later we're just going to meet. You know what I mean? I don't think it should be like a 60-40, 70-30, 90-10 type of deal. You dig what I'm saying? So persistence is all right, but let's just say that you won't have to keep up the chase for long if I'm feeling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the thing.
If you're a guy and you're playing hard to get, that's like you kind of suspect, like,
right?
Like, there ain't nothing to play, man. This chick is stolen.
Right.
What you think about, man? Like, you know, you better.
Yeah.
This guy got no business playing no hard to get. I mean, if you want that, you got the easy route. Most of us got to work our behinds off to be able to try to, you know, max something. And you got this chick throwing it at you. You better take advantage. This
exactly.
Is your lucky day. That's like finding a $20 bill on the ground while you just walking, while you're just taking your
hell.
Daily walk or something. You just find a $20 bill on the ground. Easy
the
money.
Is,
easy money.
It's all, for real, and I'm going to use the P word. I don't usually use it, but I just cut to the chase. But it's all pussy good pussy.
No.
That's the deal.
No. Never trust a big butt and a smile. Just because it looks good, it doesn't mean it's good. Never, and them boys close on so much ass. No. No. All pussy ain't good pussy. No.
No.
No. No. All pussy ain't good pussy. Shit, it's been times where I was infatuated with a woman, and then when I actually, like, sat down and talked to her, she was like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, I done built up this fantasy about how awesome this woman is in my mind, put this pussy on the pedestal. It ain't even shit. Like, what the fuck? The hell on? Like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? No. All pussy ain't good pussy. Shit, all dick ain't good dick, but I don't know that. Y'all should speak on that.
I'm about
shit,
to say, please don't tell me you know the answer to that.
I don't know. I'm not going to
be worried for a second. I'm like, hold up.
You ain't got
to
be worried over here, bro. Trust me, bro. You do not have to be worried over here, bro. You need verification. You ain't got to be worried. I have references. You ain't got to be worried. We good over here. I'm just saying, man. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, no. No, I don't think all
this is. It's really a fine line. Like, man, this is my thing. Like, I feel like it got, like, I think ladies can do a better job of, like, communicating, like, what they like, because it's too many
exactly.
mixed signals. You come outside dressing like a $5 whore, and then you sit here and, like, shoot people off in a real hasty way, like a guy trying to talk to you, and you make him feel like the scum of the earth for saying something to you, I guess because he's not your type. But you're dressed literally like you're on a Vegas strip. And it just doesn't make sense because you know how guys are. You know guys going to be flopping. They're going to be flopping
exactly.
anyway. They're going to flop
exactly.
anyway. And then if you got, and then on top of that, you all dressed revealing. I don't even understand. It just don't make sense. There's too many mixed signals.
I don't get that at all. Like, how can you dress like sex but don't want to be approached like sex? Like, hey, how you doing? Sex, you all right? Hold on, nigga. You don't know me. Don't be coming at me like that. Like, what the fuck are you wearing? Like, what, if you dress like a police officer, I'm going to think that I'm going to get arrested. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, half of it is how you actually, most of it is how you present yourself, your characteristics. Mm-hmm. And a big part of it, even though it's not shouldn't be that important, is how you dress it. Because that's like one signal to let them know what's about. You know what I mean? And girls really don't mind. I don't even know where y'all get these dresses from. Where the fuck y'all get these dresses from? These dresses,
from
like, begin and end at your ass.
From the store?
What store? What store?
It's all kinds of shit, really.
I'm going to get a store
anywhere.
I'm going to open up a store. It's going to be called Thirst Trap. And it's going to be all ladies shit. Thirst
just
Trap.
Just the name alone is probably going to automatically draw people because that name is, that term is so popular nowadays. That's automatically people going to flock to
Thirst
it.
Trap.
But,
Thirst Trap.
Hey, y'all, we got our guests on. We got our guest, Vicky Shakespeare, on. So we want to, you know, get to her and ask her some things. She's an up-and-coming artist out of Cali, I believe. Let's get Vicky up on here and see what's going on with Vicky in the second half of the show. We'll return to the topic, do women like persistence? But everybody listening, if you're listening online but you don't have the number, the number is 347-838-9540. I see the switchboard is pretty lit up. And, you know, anybody that wants to speak, just know that, you know, you press 1 if you want to, you know, share any stories or light on a topic. And now with that said, let's get to Miss Vicky. So, Vicky Shakespeare.
Hey,
live
what's
on
up?
It's Real
what's
Talk
up?
Radio.
What's
what is going on?
What's the deal?
What's
y'all got me dying.
Oh, yeah. you was enjoying the topic.
This is probably one of the best talk radio shows I've heard. This is good. This is good.
I appreciate
y'all.
That's good.
Yeah,
like,
no, the East Coast knows how to hold some real intellectual conversations.
Thank you, Miss Shakespeare.
Thank you for having me, man.
Bro.
And just so you know, I'm the one that reached out to you on Facebook, Tay Real. That's me. I'm the one that was, you know, talking to you, so you know what I mean. And,
hey, man, I appreciate you for listening to reaching out, boy.
Let me tell y'all. Like, I just, because I deal with music. I, like, produce, I rap, all that stuff. And I heard our music, and I was like, man, let me head her up, because, you know, we support the up-and-coming artists. You know, we support them. That's who, you know, because I always say, like, if you want to play, like, people like Jay, Busta, all of them on your show, I mean, that's cool. I got mad love for those cats. I came up on them, but they're not going to come on your show. And, if you know what I mean, you ain't buzzing. They ain't going to just come on your show and hang out with you. Why not support the ones that you can actually reach out to, talk to on Facebook or your social media and act with? And, you know, they'll come on your show and speak. Like, they're the people whose music I want to play. So that's what I'm all about, supporting the up-and-coming. When I heard her music, I was like, wow, that's impressive. Like, she's really talented. She got skills.
Oh, that's love. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
You know, and as I told you, we're putting you in our August rotation, and I wanted you to just come on and speak so our listeners could know what song is being played when they hear, you know, the songs played on the break. They'll know who Vicky Shakespeare is. So,
right.
You know, with that said, you know, why don't you let the people know a little about yourself, like how long you've been rapping and all that?
All right. Well, man, I've been writing since I was like 8. Spoken words, stories, plays, you know, what have you.
And then I actually started, like, ghostwriting and basically, like, writing for other R&B singers, like, in the areas I was living. I'm from Cali, but I have lived in Hoboken, New Jersey. My mom used to fly for American Airlines. I've lived in D.C. I got hella family in the South. I'm from Cali. I lived all over Cali. But I really just started getting into it because everybody would tell me, like, my voice talking, just regular talking, sounds like a voice on the radio or a voice on, you know, something that you could listen to. And everybody's like, you should, like, every time I would try to, like, write music, I'd always, like, write, like, I could sing like I was a Lee or something. And my pitch just ain't that high. And I just started, you know, like, writing bars and, you know, like, I'd actually, you know, start doing it and stuff or whatever, and I'd just, you know, start freestyling. I used to do that, you know, at high school in front of my school, just spitting with a whole bunch of other dudes, and they'd be like, oh, damn, like, okay, Shorty could really, like, you know, spit. And, you know, just the more and more whatever, it would be dudes who would be like, yo, you are good, like, you really need to do something, right, you know, do something, and just one day, this cat out in Oakland was like, yo, come to the studio and just, you know, I'm going to give you some beats and write to him and let's see where it go. And then just ever since then or whatever, it just kind of just took off. I just always was writing and doing stuff or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, like, basically that was just, that's just how it happened. It's just, I love music so much. And honestly, like, rapping was the best way for me to express it.
That's what's up.
Nice.
And you rap and sing? You sing too?
I do, yeah.
So you sing your own hooks. You don't even got to go find a singer to sing your hooks.
Right.
You can sing your own hooks.
That's right, I can sing my own hooks, yeah.
But you're not
I mean,
I could
carry
singer,
a cool
like,
enough.
Really sing.
Yeah, I really can't sing. It's nothing. I call myself maybe like a mezzo-soprano or something. Like, I can't sing super high, but I'm more alto and I can hit some high notes, so.
So are you touring right now or performing in Cali? You out in Cali
right now I'm in Cali. I'm doing some shows out here in Cali. I was signed to Rick Ross Music Group.
Ooh.
Not Maybach, but the real Rick Ross. And like, it was basically an affiliate label that was with that group, and I was supposed to be doing some tours in the South, but some stuff went kind of, you know, wonky or whatever with my manager, so I had to basically, like, ask to be dropped. So right now I'm just, I have so much of a fan base that a lot of people are reaching out to me. And just basically right now, like, I got a couple shows coming up in the next few months just locally, and then I got a lot of people talking to me about coming out to the East Coast. I have a new manager with the IBMG management. He's out of New York, actually, as well. Shout out Leonard Cross and Raymond Cross.
Shout out.
I don't know if y'all know who Golden is. He out of Chicago.
Golden?
I don't know. He's kind of underground. He's like a maybe kind of like Psy High to Prince. Not super, super, super popping like Psy High to Prince, but like on some like he's got a good enough following. He got a good enough following, but like he manages him as well. Like they do videos and all that other stuff with them. So look him up. His Lenny IBMG. On Instagram, or follow me on Instagram at Vicky Shakespeare, and his email and all that is on there. If anybody want to reach out to him or network or whatever, hit him up. He out there. So he does video shoots. He manages. So if he's filming, you hit him up. He's dope. Like, he's dope. Yeah, I'll post all his stuff. If y'all follow me, I'll post all of their information so you can see their video work, their graphic work, all of that. So
okay.
Yeah, thanks.
I lost my train of thought. she asked me if I was doing show. Yeah, so just basically right now,
shows.
Like, I switched to a new manager. So basically right now, still just building up my fan base and my following, but I am doing shows. I just did a show on Friday out here in San Marcos. This is like San Diego County. And I got a couple more out here in San Diego County. And then, yeah, just I'm about to release my EP next week on iTunes,
nice.
Amazon, Spotify, Pandora. Everything that I'm doing right now is all me. My father was signed to Sony, and well, Blue Note, which is with Sony, and like Anita Baker was signed to them. And he had a distribution deal with them that was completely independent. He had his own New Century Soul Records. And I've just been in the game since I was a kid. My uncle, Glenn McKinney, wrote Brandy's first album. So just basically, like,
real?
The game is...
First album is... Wow.
Banger. It's
nice.
A banger. You can still play it today and still get your groove to it.
So. Yeah, the whole thing. That was such a badass album. It was just so good.
Super, super, yeah. Right. So, I mean, like, they still do music and stuff there now, but, like, their father is, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He writes books and stuff. If you know anybody in the Kojic community, that's a part of, like, Christian, that's, like, no, not that. I don't want anybody, Baptist or Christian, to be mad at me. he's part of, like, the Kojic, Bishop George McKinney, and he used to be, like, Bush's minister, like George W. Bush. But yeah, but just like that. So he's now they're more into just doing gospel and like building up their church and all of that out here. So, but yeah, I'm well versed. You know what I mean? Like I've been around this. I've been doing data entry and, you know, calling people and stuff since I was like 12, 13 years old. Like I know what to do. It don't really take a lot. It's a lot less of the lights, cameras, and flash. And a lot more of the hard work and what it is that you're trying to put into it and what you're really willing to invest into yourself. You find yourself with your studio. You really – the internet is booming now, so you don't even have to do it the old school way. You could, which is helpful as well just to get word of mouth going. But, I mean, just doing stuff on – you know, there's so much out there on the internet, so much stuff that you could get for free or $20 or – you know what I mean? Like where you can just do all of this on your own if you have the mindset and the you know, that's what you really want to do. So right now I'm completely independent, but Universal has hit me up and Capitol. So, or not
Universal.
Capitol, I'm from Columbia.
Oh, both of them is two prestigious records companies. So I hope if they do something, you're able to do your thing. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, my thing is that I'm looking for the big fish. I'll throw the little fish away. If it's not what I want, I'm not going to sign for it because I can still do it by myself. So I'm looking for creative control. I'm looking for the masters and royalties. So
right.
if I can't
that's
get
where
that,
all
it's
of
not
the lies.
Right.
Exactly. And that's where all of it lies, right there. Masters and royalties. That's where all of it lies.
I hear about what happened with Trinidad James. Just got dropped.
It is.
Right. Oh, so sad.
Wait, I didn't know he got picked up. I thought he was just like whack as hell doing independent stuff because
he was on Def Jam.
He signed like a million-dollar deal with Def Jam or something like that. Just something ridiculous off of one song. Yeah.
Yep. And they dropped him.
What's that?
So like, what's your biggest song right now? Your hottest song?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Can I answer that? Her hottest song right now is She Did That. That's her hottest song right now, bro. That's the hottest
Know, we'll just bring you up on here. We actually listen to the music and all that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we show love.
She did that.
She did that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, depending on who's listening, I get out of the five songs that are going to be on my EP, based on who's listening, honestly, every one of them I feel is a hit. I write songs for hip-hop listeners. I write songs for people who want to love music. I write songs for people who want to play a whole album. That's what I write because I know what it sounds like. So, I mean, just depending on on what you're feeling, that might be your favorite song that day. That might be the hit of your day. So
that's the hit of my life. I like this one right here. I was just like, oh, she did that? What did she do? The whole time I'm wondering, like, what did she do? That was my song, bro.
That's what's up. That's the one we're going to do the video for, and that's the one we are going to promote just because everybody, unanimously, people do feel that one a whole lot more. I'm partial to other ones just because, you know, She Did That is the...
That's your door.
It's the closest I could get to selling out.
That's your door opener. That's the closest you need to get. That's your door.
Yeah, that's the closest I'll get to. You know, most of the rest of the time it's all me, what I'm trying to do. West Coast living, you feel me, smoking, taking care of my business, handling shit, trying to live drama free, you feel me, just living, like.
Hold on, Vicky. Hey, why was she here last week when we talk about marijuana being legal? Because I just heard her say smoking. So I need to know, is
wow.
Sit out there in Cali really?
You
really
can walk down Venice Beach and get cannabis car for $35.
Damn. $35?
You know what? Yeah, $35. So you live in Cali, Vicky, so recreational marijuana is not legal there yet, right? It's only for health reasons, right, in Cali, right?
It's only for health reasons, but, I mean, honestly, you pay your $35 and you give them a reason as to why you smoke weed, and it could just be your own personal reason. I need to sleep. I can't eat it unless I smoke it. You know what I mean? Like, it could be,
it
helped me stress out, or you know what I mean? It helped me not stress out. It helped me clean my house. It helped me listen to my kids. Like, whatever your reason is, because, I mean, shit, everybody who smokes weed got their own reason as to why they smoke it.
I mean,
the medicine. We've been using it for medicine for years. It's in the Bible as our herbal life. You feel me? They ingested it. They didn't smoke it, but you feel me? Like, yeah, so whatever reason you personally feel that you need to use, your knee could hurt, and for some reason it just make your knee feel better. Whatever reason it is that you have.
I'll remember that next time I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, my dude is from Florida, got a Florida license. This dude wrote it out to him. He's like, just give me proof that you got a bill somewhere. Go ahead and call Verizon and tell them to switch your bill over to a California address and print it up and turn it in. Like, here you go.
Damn. Cali's real laid back, for real. LA is real laid back. Y'all
hold on, Vicky. So let me ask you, say if I'm coming out to Cali for the first time, I got people out there, and they want to put me on some real stuff. What is the strand I need to ask them about? Like, what is the main thing that everybody out there just gotta have? You know what I'm saying?
Well, me being partial, you feel me, to the Bay Area, shout out East Oakland, shout out Berkeley, shout out Richmond, shout out Sacramento, shout out Hercules, shout out Hayward. shout out San Jose, EPA, shout it out. I would say that, I mean, everybody out there loves purple. It's
purple.
It's actually purple. The leaves are purple. The crystals are purple. The hairs are, like, super bright, white, and sticky. And when you're breaking it down, your fingers will actually stick together.
Sweet. All right.
That purple hair is not really purple. I ain't smoked in a long time, but when I was smoking, purple wasn't literally purple. They just called it purple.
No, it's literally
Cali,
purple.
That Cali,
it looks like
is where it's
it
at,
looks
though,
like some dried grape.
that's no, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to call that purple.
Right. Yeah. Don't believe the hype. I'm saying, like, maybe for people in New York or whatever, and anybody else listening, because I know I got some fans in the South too, because y'all be smoking Keisha, and that's not what y'all need to be smoking. Y'all need to be smoking some Tatiana or something, not Keisha.
Yeah, forget Keisha.
Keisha.
A long time ago. Forget Keisha.
You want some King Chang or something else. You want something else than the Keisha.
Bye, Keisha. I ain't got no bye, Keisha.
Keisha and Felicia, all of that.
Bye.
But, I mean, the stuff that you need to look for, whatever, when you want something top shelf, high grade, you want to make sure that you can see hairs, and the hairs will be, like, sprouting from the bud. It'll be actual, like, hairs, white, red. You don't want brown.
Hell no, you want brown.
Yeah,
Bobby
you don't
brown?
Want brown. Just white or red is what you really want to go for. If it is dark, it needs to have a lot of crystals around the hairs. Crystals need to be everywhere. You need to be able to, like, see it on there for it to be good. Like,
come on, Tay, let's go.
Had some flashbacks. She's taking me back in 03 and 04 when I was really getting it 10 hours a day. All right, I'll tell you something. If I was to have a smoke again, I would love to come to Cali to do it, because I done heard a story.
Hit me up when you're out here. Hit me up when you're out here. I'll plug you.
We get a little cipher going.
We can hit the studio.
What's happening?
All of that. I'll show y'all a good time.
I got me the Cali Connect. I know who to call when I do come to Cali.
For sure.
Hey, you got no smoking songs? I know you gotta have a smoking song.
I do. I think I sent it to you. If I didn't send it to you, it's on my Reverb and on my MTV page. And it's called Pond the Blaze.
Pond the Blaze. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't think I went through all the songs? I went through all them songs, baby. I went through all the songs, baby. Pond the Blaze.
Pond the Blaze is a Cali favorite. Everybody in Cali like that song because, you know, everybody smokes.
Yeah,
so.
I bet.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Before we get to these songs, I'm gonna give you just a spare the moment thing. You got any bars you wanna put on the people real quick before we
go right ahead, do it.
You wanna bless us with something? Quick little hot 16
Let's
or something?
See.
All right. Are you playing all the songs? Because I'm literally thinking about all the songs I recently wrote.
you can just spit whatever. We gonna, we gonna play that your joint. Let me go look at the name. She did that. Is that what it's called? She did that.
She did that.
Yeah, that's definitely
right,
one of them. I'm sitting here scrolling trying to find it. Yeah, no, it's at the top. I'm geeking. She did that. Yeah, that's what we playing. So, I mean, anything you want to say, feel free.
No, I got a lot. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to say anything that you was going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
We're
going back to
see that joint.
All right, so, and it's so amazing that I ain't out here smoking a... Hold on real quick. My bad. My son just walked in. He looked at me like, what are you doing?
Go ahead. Take care of your business. We got it.
Oh, my bad. All right, Hey, yo, I'm live from the skyline, whole crowd nodding hands up like cop lights, killing other rappers' flows written like last rites, humble me to tears when my fans can't recite every word that I ever write, get me higher than the kite, Goldilocks is just right, that I'm right here in the moment, all my blessings came to older trials and tribulations, would have never known, I've never told it, pretty girl with the pretty curls. How to love in the evil world. Devil tried to break her, make her weaker because he hated her. But she knew she was great and made to be an entertainer. And sell out all the seats at your local amphitheater. V-I-K-I, modern day I. Miss Vicky is Shakespeare. Let's make one thing clear. We're hard to get here. And now I'm sitting on the skyline with no fear.
Ooh. All right.
Okay. I can hear, like, you got that. There's like the flow is, like, marketable. I can just, when I hear
mm-hmm.
you,
it is. I
can
hear that too.
You know, it's like I can just picture, like, you know, like, is that everybody's flow not marketable, but I can hear it.
Right.
Your music would sell. I could tell. Like behind the right push, I think it could sell. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who spends time in the studio myself, engineer and all that stuff. So, you know, I got that trained.
Well,
that's what's up, man.
Thank you. I love it. It's the best feeling in the whole world when new people hear what it is that I do, and they love it. So it's y'all don't even know y'all bless me. So thank you.
Oh yeah, and you got the look already, bro. You know that matters because it's entertainment, and you got the looks, you got the skills, the voice. It's nice.
Thank you, Ma. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Man, I gotta hit my manager up and tell him I need to come out to New York. I'm found my new crew.
Hey,
we're gonna have to get you back on the show, you know, and might do like a full, you know what I mean, full discussion with you. You know, probably have a little topic, let you get in on that, and then, you know, ask you some more questions about your career and get even more in depth.
I'll talk. Hey, all I got to do is smoke a blunt on my end. I won't stop talking.
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please, Pond the Blaze. Pass that. Yes, thank you.
Well, that's that's what's up. So let's get to this track, Vicky. Let's let you introduce this track. Let the people know what they're about to be hearing.
All right, for sure. This is my first single off of my EP and LP, Much Ado About Vicky. Vicky Shakespeare, check it out.
All right, let's get it, y'all. It's break time. We're going to get to this track by Miss Vicky Shakespeare. Vicky, thanks for joining us. You are more – first of all, I'll show you some love.
No.
Vicky Jackson, please, what's going on? Vicky Jackson, fair.
Hey.
You're always welcome here. It's Real Talk Radio. I know you in Cali time, so your time is 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9
it's
p.m.
7
Eastern
now.
Standard time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You, my bad.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, when we ask. But,
oh,
yeah,
right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean? Every Monday it goes down. You're always welcome. You know what I mean? Shout out to you and all your supporters. We're going to get to
for
this
real.
Track. You know what I mean?
Thank you for coming on.
Here.
I always love to see.
I'm sorry. Hold on. You was breaking up. What was that?
Did you want me?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, I'm just saying. I always love to hear some female MCs. I really do. Some good ones. I mean, it's a pleasure for real. And I wish you all the best and any kind of support we can show you.
Oh, off top. Thank you, Mama. I really do appreciate it. And I promise, like to like all. The females, even the females who be want to listen to that extra old thirst trap music. I don't write about stuff like that. I write about being a sexy woman, but a woman that you know you have to come correct to. Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, I'm fun. I like to have a good time, all of that. But I am a grown-ass woman, and you shall treat me as such.
Right.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Ain't nothing
as
else,
far
ain't
as being persistent
to do
in what
that,
these women
want
to hear, you feel me?
That's a powerful statement right there. On that note, we're going to break. We're going to get to this track by Ms. Vicky Shakespeare. Thanks again for joining us. And everybody,
thank you
stay
for
tuned.
Having
we'll
me.
Be back. You're welcome. We'll be back at the break. Everybody, stay tuned.
Trending topic, I'm the one that y'all pissed at. Yo, I get that, they boyfriend tryna hit that. I can up my IG, nigga, where your bitch at? But I'm a mama, I'm with the drama, girl. I'm with that, thick with the bony bitches, boy. Get they rib cracked, I'm with the homies you wanted, boy. Come and get that, a dime smoking on quarter, boy. Ain't got no knick-sacks, I flip my head to get my bit, boy. That's a get back, shit track ran in my head, boy. You need to quit that, been twisting up my curls, boy. It's all been tit back, and it's all me, and I'm rare, boy. This is where I live at.
Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards.
I'm on my Call of Duty, got me out on the battlefield, surrounded by landmines, better get down and yield. This is not a game, this enough to lieutenant. Hey, you act so calm, it might cause you your end of day. Got the word straight from the sergeant, they try to take us out. Plus the guy, six of us hostage, we go and break them out. Negotiations off of the table, man, he off of blood. Bomb threats, not taken lightly, we gon' give him slugs. We on a mission and it's far from impossible. Playing war games, help us overcome our obstacles. Hold your positions, we bout to bring the chopper through. Catch her from the backside, screw him like a prostitute. Trying to rain terror on us, we the bomb squad. Disengage all of your threats, pull your bombs off. Infiltrate enemy lines, time for mission next. Knock him off the grid of the next, turn him into specs.
Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards.
I'm on the block, I'm in, I'm starving, I'm like a marksman. Rhyme spitting out of this chamber soon as you talk shit. Awesome, amazing, accurate with the cartridge. Punchline shooting like missiles, you couldn't dodge. Hiding behind trees, you couldn't escape me. I got the scope with the rifle, busting from under leaves. Binoculars, I see close range, you know we're watching ya. Now you're three forced to retreat, because I'm rocking ya. Oh, did I say that? Didn't hear it, then playback. Say, I'ma throw these explosives, where the case at? I treat him like we're turning the loan, just a payback. Pineapple hit him right in his dome, where's face at? I sent him on vacation, permanently in the basement. I got my boots laced in, loose marks and nation. I don't need flexors, bumps to drop bombs. I'ma duck my head down and scram like Cobra Khan.
Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones. Bombing on microphone bastards that had rhymes easily annihilate tombstones.
Welcome back to It's Real Talk Radio. I can't even lie, y'all. That break felt super quick. I think that's because we had like a full break. We had a full song break, and we just cut it down to two. And you can definitely feel the difference. We used to have like 15 minutes to politic, and now it was like, go grab some water, come back, break over.
Mm-hmm.
That felt...
Indeed.
Indeed.
Like only like 5 minutes, right? But nonetheless, we are back. What
was
you about to say,
LV? Somebody called my name about something. What was that?
They're talking
to me. Oh, I was about to say, hold on. Let me double check. I thought it was about to be some
problems out of the business. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, this shit. You already know me. You got to be.
Y'all don't get started.
No, we good. Ain't nothing but love from Nizzy.
I'm just playing.
Hey.
I want y'all to fight because Nizzy going to win. That's why I really did want y'all to get started. I was
this is Asta and Fred.
Nah.
You big dummy.
Nizzy would beat your ass.
Are you serious? All right.
I'm serious.
No, that's fine. Underestimate me as much as you want. Just go ahead and keep doing it. Because when I land her on her head, you're going to be sitting there looking silly as hell, like, oh, damn.
Yeah, right.
whatever.
Hey, hold on, Tay. Before we finish with the topic, it could be both of y'all at a tag team match, and I'll be handicapped. You want to do that?
Oh, please.
Hold on, I'm lost. What's happening?
He's
talking about fighting. Don't worry about
Rumble.
It. He ain't talking about nothing. He ain't talking about nothing.
I'm talking about everything.
He ain't talking about shit. Let's continue with the topic.
You talking about Nizzy and Idol, me and Nizzy? What you talking about?
It's not like Ida and Nizzy got problems over here, man. Problems.
You know, man, you're just a fella stick together, so you know, I got you. I'll be great.
Y'all got problems? I'm an excellent math tutor.
Hey, where is the fucking love over here?
Forget that love. Ain't no love.
You guys stick together. Oh, now it's like a bromance going on now?
It's a
sis, man. We were sticking. Why are you talking about together?
Is KC alive over there?
I don't know. It'd be 3-1 if she was, though.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely 3-1. Oh yeah, Kate. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have Casey with us?
I lost her.
Yeah, you there, Casey?
I don't know.
Uh oh. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. He's on.
Hold up. Is Casey with us? That's what I want to know before we move on. Yo, Casey.
Damn.
Holy crap! What the heck? Well, anyway, back to the topic. Do women like persistence?
Anybody likes to. Y'all be about the right way with the right motherfucker doing it, you know? Period.
See, that's that mixed signal, though. There go that mixed signal.
That
again,
is not
like,
a mixed signal. You don't know the bitch likes
it. It is, man, because the second is like as quick as you say, he persistent. That's what's up. I like that. Just say, well, he pressed, he thirsty, he stalking.
What are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense. So you're saying, I'm going to say, I like this guy. He's persistent, and I appreciate this. Then the next thing I'm going to say is he's thirsty. That doesn't even make any sense.
That's the problem.
Actually, I kind of see what Tay is talking about because some women are a little tricky. They'll mm-hmm. like this guy that is really persistent. He's going after it. And then the next guy, you know, he's persistent too, but she ain't feeling it. He's trying to get the ass and all that. Women, we have to admit, women are very tricky. Sometimes we like it and sometimes we don't.
You just have to like the nigga. If you like the nigga, then you're going to consider him to be thirsty and annoying. If you like him, consider to be persistent.
Ida. First off, you got it all wrong from the jump. You like a nigga. We talk about men. You ain't going to like no nigga.
I don't even like that.
We talking about men. Niggas, you can be as crazy as you want.
All right. When I say nigga, I mean a man.
Oh, damn. So, is that going for any race, though?
Have a penis. He's packing anything down there. He got a penis is what I'm talking about. And if she likes him, then she will appreciate that he is pursuing her. If she don't like him, she will not appreciate that he's pursuing her.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And that's the crazy part, though, because how do you know before you approach her if she likes you? So, I mean, she could play hard to get on one hand, and you got that decision to make. She might be playing hard to get, so let me keep trying. Because sometimes it's like, well, you don't know if you don't really give 100%. But then I say she don't like you. But you don't know if she really don't like you, but you're just trying anyway. You're not going to give up, and now you're a stalker. But you wouldn't have been a stalker if she was feeling you. She was just playing hard to get. But if she's not feeling you, you're a stalker. You see how that's complex? Like how that messes us up from, you see?
If somebody does not want your advances, of course, that is considered stalking. I mean, period.
But that's not up, though, because it's like it's only stalking because you ain't feeling them. Only. But It would have been cute if you thought he was hot from the break. You know what I mean? So that's that mixed signal I was talking about. Like,
because he ugly.
relationship, or at least start sleeping together, or at least start dating. That starts with the person. You like them. They pursue you. You hang out. Y'all chilling. You like each other. You might start fucking. Then all of a sudden, might be a relationship. Who knows? But, yes, the only difference is if you like the person or not. The action doesn't make the difference. How you feel about the person makes the difference.
That is true. I got a lot of aggression over there, bro. It's like heat coming from my phone right now. I got to get it away from my ear.
Look at females. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Why is it that men are, like, really simple and easy? Like, you can ask me something. I can easily break it down in layman's term, and it'll make perfect sense. It will. You might agree or disagree, but it will make sense. And then when it comes to females, it's just like, it's got to be, like, all this extra stuff, like, complex. It's like men
we
are, like, basic
are
algebra,
emotional.
And women are, like, calculus or something. Like,
we
my
are emotional creatures. That's just
emotional
how we
creatures.
Are. I think all women are bipolar. I honestly think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Now
I'm glad
on
we have a female on the panel that is at least keeping it real.
Nobody
I do. With it all the time. Like, I deal with a whole bunch of females, and I think we are all fucking bipolar. Like, I
all
really
right.
think, like,
okay.
one minute we will be happy, and we will all be getting along, and the next minute we are ready to stab each other. It is just that's just how females are.
Right, okay,
like,
all right.
On an everyday basis, I might like you one day, the next day I'm ready to kill you.
Right.
That is not a healthy relationship at all. That is not a healthy relationship at all. But I agree that all y'all crazy too. That's the first thing me and Nizzy agree is that she crazy, all the rest of y'all crazy. Boom, we found common ground. Hey, you crazy? I think you crazy too. So now we cool. But see, here's the thing is that dudes are persistent to get the vagina. You know what I'm saying? Girls are persistent after they get the D. You know what it's called? I looked it up at Urban.
Yeah,
Dictionary.
It's called
you know what digmatized is? Digmatized. That's what it's called, bro. Digmatized.
Women do get digmatized. That's very true.
Hey, look, here's the definition. Hey, look, it says when a person ignores the fact that the man they are dating is an asshole, abusive, worthless, because they just want to be in a relationship or just want the sex, it's the converse of the term pussy whip. See, hey, so Sabor, y'all know who Sabor is, right? The stand-up comedian?
Right, yeah,
like,
Sabor, yeah.
She said, see, a woman is digmatized, said shit like, oh, no, he don't be hitting me, I just be running into punches and shit. That is digmatized.
Mm-hmm. That's true, man. I've seen some women take some serious abuse, verbally, physically, all of that stuff. So you know homeboy must was putting it down for her to be having black eyes every other week and still with the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Even that was she scared of the dude.
Oh,
but they
just
a lot of times
old,
I think it
like,
be the sex.
Right. They just be head over heels, you know what I mean? And it's like after the fact, dudes are just like trying to get in towards it. Like, come on, let me hit. What's up? What you gonna do? So what about today? Oh, not that day. What about this day? Oh, come on, baby, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, like, what the hell? Are you serious?
You trying to say you lose interest every time after you get it?
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, that's
it's right. Not that a man will lose interest, but men do like a challenge. And it's something about that pursuit.
All of a sudden y'all like a challenge.
Before
it's like, do we have to keep pursuing you? Like, have to play her?
You don't want to be overly hassled. Like, you want a challenge, but you don't want it to be, like, to a point where it's, like, borderline. It makes it look like you pressing the issue to the point that you ain't got no game or you stalking.
Right.
You don't want it to be that much of a goose chase.
Right,
but
you got to be intriguing.
The thought of a new challenge. You know, men competitive. Look at sports. We love competition.
Of course.
We're competitive, you know.
Y'all are hunting, too.
But we don't
want to
be overly hassled, though.
Y'all hunting.
We don't want to be overly hassled.
Right.
No, not really. But like I said, persistence is good as long as the pursuit, you know what I'm saying, is just one-sided. You know what I mean? It's basically a mutual agreement, man. You know what I mean?
We'll play cat and mouse with you a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the mouse can't have infinite energy, though. You know what I mean?
Sure?
Like, the mouse is infinite energy. You never catch it. It just keep going, and you out of breath, and the mouse still going. Like, you got to, you know what I mean?
Right, like, I mean, for real.
It's got to balance itself out, man.
Right, I mean, like, I get sick of watching Tom and Jerry if, you know, Jerry kept getting over on Tom. Are you fucking serious? They had to balance that shit the fuck out. Tom got his ass a couple times, but, like, goddamn, all the damn time. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. I ain't watching that no more. You know what I'm saying? There's no plot twist to this thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, women want to challenge too, but you just got to be that type of dude who's just cool going. Like, I mean, I don't want to say it out here, but I've had a couple girls that responded to dudes who was just like, you know, I really don't need your ass, so get the hell up. And girls were like, oh, damn, you know what I mean? Like, what he up to that, you know? He don't want none of this.
That's a challenge.
That's
women
right.
And like, challenges. Right. I don't, you know, I don't want a guy that's going to give it to me easy. That's whack. Because me and the girl that worked, we were talking about this, actually, about men being persistent and all that. We like a challenge, just like a man does, too. Well, some men.
Right.
Some men don't really give a fuck. But
we
like a challenge. I mean, the smart women do.
Right.
Hold on, Kate. I think Casey is alive again. Casey.
Is she back?
Yeah.
I think Casey's back for the day. Yo, Casey.
I'm alive.
Mic check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's back. What do you think? Do you agree? You disagree? How you feel? How you feeling about what we talking?
About the whole, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of controversy in this subject.
It is.
All together. I mean, I don't feel like we'll come to some kind of solid agreement, but I think, I don't know. I mean, why are you laughing?
Because you're just as confused as I was when I was coming up with this topic.
Yeah, like, I don't know why
There's so many variables to it, man.
Oh, go ahead, Casey.
Oh, but I was kind of going to add in, like, well, this is going to throw y'all off, but the friend zone thing. I had a friend. It's actually a guy. We went to high school together, and he was cool in high school, whatever, but he has always been, you know, just my friend. I mean, I like girls, so it was nothing I could help him out with. But when I tell you, man, to this day, and we've been friends for like 10, 11 years, to this day, he will still like hit me up on Facebook message like, hey, you look beautiful. I'm like, I just cut off all my hair. I look like a dude. Like, when I'm in town where he lives, like, we'll go out to eat and stuff and hang out. I'll introduce him to my girlfriend. He's still like, he gets it, but he doesn't get that he's like, I mean, I don't know. He got to know he's friend zone, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel
he's
like
trying
some
to
guys,
switch you over. He's trying to switch you over to the other side. That's what he's
trying
to do.
That's a heck of a challenge, you know. I think he's feeling that's like a trophy right there. If you can accomplish that, I mean, you'll get at many points if the woman dated guys before, but if she was a lesbian ever since she hit puberty, and you can switch her over. I got to give you props. I'll pop the collar for you. I ain't even going to lie.
But
That happened to my best friend. She was a lesbian ever since I met her. Like, as a matter of fact, we were actually dating the same girl at the same damn time. We found that out. And that's how we met. And then we became, like, the best of friends. But she was a lesbian from the jump. And then all of a sudden, it was just this one guy. And all of a sudden, it was just like, bam, it was him. She got married to him. She's pregnant by him. But she said if they ever, like, split, she would go right back to girls.
Well, she wasn't players.
But to me, like, that's persistent to me. My friend, he's really persistent. Like, and it's been strong, like, 10 years. I'm sure he dated other people in between and stuff, but even if I was straight, he's just not like, my type. Like, if I was straight, he wouldn't be no guy that I would be dating. He wear, like, Ninja Turtle type T-shirt. You know, he like one of them.
That's hilarious.
Shout out to Leonardo and Donatello.
Hey, you know,
I am
Michelangelo. Hold up, though. Well, go ahead, Kay. Finish what you were saying real quick.
But, yeah, to me, that is persistent. Like, you've been put in the friend zone, and you know you're not coming out. You're never going to get none. I will never, you know, even give you a hug. Like, you is a friend. You know what I'm saying? But you are still persistent. You know, that is persistence to me, like,
so
at its finest.
Would you say that he's stalking you now that it's been 10 years and you ain't giving no play? Would you say that he's now a stalker?
No, I wouldn't consider
him. Why would he be a stalker? He got to be showing up at a house and stuff to be a stalker.
Stalk somebody. All right,
so he's thirsty then. You would probably label him as thirsty.
There we go.
Yeah, I label him
right.
Maybe he's thirsty, friend zone. I mean, he's persistent.
Yeah.
I feel like if you look up persistent in the dictionary, Webster, you're going to see his face right there. That's his persistent.
I think if you look up chasing, see, chasing is just relentless without any let up. Persistence is taking the opportunity when it presents itself.
Yeah.
When you have opportunities, you present it. You know, like, I got this opportunity, I'm going to take it and I'm going to lead it. So, you know, and leave a little space and then take the next step.
But, like, guys that come to your job continuously and stuff like that, I have guys that come to my job too, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't even have to tell, you know, that's none of their business. They're customers. But that's stalking to me if, like, a guy comes
right.
Like, hey,
it
do you
is.
Have a boyfriend? And you're like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not into you. I'm not interested. See you, you know, have a good day. And the next day, hey, I wanted to see you. What do you mean you wanted to see me?
Right.
And then, hey, I brought you some flowers. Like,
that's stalking.
Chasing. That's stalking. You know what I'm saying?
Straight
somebody,
up.
You might need to let your manager know, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of got an issue with this customer, but it's all in the same to me.
Well, hold up, though, Casey. We got the number 404 area code. I think this might be one of your homies that have been trying to actually speak for a while. So let's get to him. 404, you're live on It's Real Talk Radio. Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
What's up, everybody?
You still with us?
I'm with y'all. What's up, everybody? This is Aaron.
What's going on?
What's
Aaron.
Up?
Aaron? Yeah, it's Aaron.
What's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, I've been holding on a while, and my chest is really hurting. I'm recovering from an incident that, you know, what happened. But, shout out to the artist that was on air. Like, I really love her music. I do not like rap music. But I think I will be listening to her music.
Nice.
Shout out to her.
Gained a new fan.
Yes.
Well, Vicky, you know, we got you a new fan, Vicky.
Yeah, like, the women, I think, need to start believing in themselves a little bit more.
Girl.
And even myself, like, and I don't know how Casey would feel about me sharing this, but I just really went through an incident where I felt so low, you know what I'm saying? And I just tried to commit suicide a couple of days ago.
What?
So y'all
oh
keep me in y'all prayers.
Serious?
Yeah, very.
You got me in my
thoughts.
I hope, you know, see you some good energy.
I was feeling real low. Like, I'm going through it as far as my kids, you know. It's funny how y'all talking about this today because I feel like I'm very persistent when it comes to different people that I like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to show them, like, yo, babe, you know, I run your bath, I put your clothes out, I do this, I
Ooh.
Do that.
Ooh.
But then, you know what I'm saying, it's like I don't get the same in return. And motherfuckers want to, oh, why are you calling me at this time? Why are you doing this? But when I start to show another person attention, then they're like, what's going on?
Does anybody have a violin?
Forget that.
Like, on some real stuff, like, at what point do you tell a person, I'm not interested in you? Instead of leaving it open.
Right. As soon as possible, honestly.
You know what?
As soon as you possibly know that you are not interested, you need to let the person know. But some people want their ego stroked.
Right, exactly.
But even though they don't want that person, they'll take the attention, and I don't agree with that at all.
And that's the leading on part. The thing is when that person shows interest, it automatically, regardless of conversation, you know, body language, attractiveness, how they think, what they're doing, if you're not feeling that after just trying to, like, break the ice to get to know them, then you could just let it go right there. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go. Save yourself the heartache of chasing after this person while they're not really interested. And, you know, save your time on somebody who's, like, actually really worth it. Because to be honest with you, that person is not as far as you think. You know what I mean?
It can be hard sometimes. I understand how some people, especially if there's interest that's been shown for a while or something, and it's hard to just cut it off, but, you know, you don't have to.
Like, I'm one of them type of people, like, I can show interest, but then if somebody else catches my attention, like, I'm a Sagittarius, so I lose interest pretty fast. You know what I'm saying? So if I see something else, I move on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then I try to revisit the joint, like, are you ready now? You see me? You know what I'm saying? But what else? Something else I wanted to say. I have an organization that I'm trying to get up off the ground for the LGBT community, for homeless women with children. I really would like some support, you know what I'm saying, for y'all to come to ATL and really just show some support. Like, I'm trying to do this big fundraiser to get it up. Me and my best friend, her organization, Be a Blessing. My new Unlimited Vision. Yeah, so I really need y'all to keep me in your prayers for these next couple of months while I try to maintain my job, keep my family together, and, yeah, get this organization off the ground.
By the way, Aaron, you ain't know this? If you ain't know this, I love you. I don't even know you, and I love you. I gotta let you know that right now before you get off this air. Let you know, if you didn't think nobody loved you, I got nothing but love for you, so just keep on pushing, because I didn't already been
there. That's right. We definitely care about what you're going through, your struggles, especially as another woman. I completely can feel you, and I understand.
So, I love you to death. Keep it going. Just keep it going.
Oh, I love y'all, too. Thank you. You know, y'all should tell Casey to spread her love a little bit this way.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my sister. I really, in all honesty, I can't
even see y'all two right now, man. Like, what is happening?
But let me say something. Just because somebody is persistent and they like you, like, it doesn't mean that the other person doesn't like you. It's just like, people have their own things going on, personal issues. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've been through enough. You can't really you can't focus on no relationship right now. I'm a Taurus, and I'm very stubborn. And, like, I like to be in my own world. Like, sometimes, you know, people will be trying to
share that.
Anyway, sometimes people will be trying. You could be trying to talk to me for a year, and I still will not. Like, I just move really slow. Like, I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm 25 years old. I'm too old to be like playing games, dating and stuff. I'm
okay.
Slow. I mean, I've always been honest with that. Like,
I think that people get get it misconstrued when you get to talking about relationship and dating. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no relationship, but it is nice to have somebody that you constantly talk to on the phone. Like, when I get used to talking to somebody on the phone, I can care less, like, what time it is. Like, if I'm at work and I'm thinking about you, I'm going to call and be like, hey, babe, what you doing? Hey, boy, what you doing?
At what point do you say,
Aaron, I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, why are you calling me at da 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 da? You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying I'm not interested in you like that, like, be my friend. Be my friend. I don't want you in that way. Why not say that?
No, I'm honest. But my whole thing is, me, I'm the type of person, I don't like to sit on the phone. You already know that. I do not like to talk on the phone. Like, shoot me a text, shoot me an email. I don't like to talk on the phone. I don't really understand what we're talking about on the phone. Talking on the phone is not me. We don't really have anything to talk about. We don't work together, so we don't have any mutual type of common ground. Isn't that how you get to know a person?
It's talking on the phone and all this stuff?
But me personally, I'm not into, I don't like to get to know people. Like, I just don't right now. You know what I'm saying? But I've said that, like, you know, friend thing is cool. Go out every now and then, cool. But as far as talking on the phone for 2 hours, that's not doing anything for me. I'm 25. Like I said, I got to get up early in the morning. I got to stay up late at night. Like, I can't be on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like I said, I have nothing but love for Casey, but my feeling is in order to get to know a person, you have to communicate, and she doesn't do that. As she said, she's very stubborn. I'm a Sag. I come full force. Either you want to talk or you don't want to talk at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time for that. I have four kids, and I work.
It's just all you got to do is, you know, I understand that, you know, it's always cool to have somebody there to talk to just for, like, what you got. But you know what I'm saying? If you got to pump your brakes a little bit and put your mind to something else, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure if that person really feeling you, they going to find a way to get in touch with you. Please believe. I done had a couple instances where I was talking to a chick and we done broke off because I done got busy or she done got busy. You know what I mean? I ain't really pestered her. I just, like, you know what I'm saying? If she thinking about me, she going to hit me up. Come to find out, she does. Like, hey, what's going on? It's been a while, blah, blah, blah. I had this going on. And we take it off from there. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know. You're just going to have to give it time. And that's all what the percentage is about. It's just taking your time and making your mark when the point matters. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be over persistent. Plus, you got four kids. I'm surprised they ain't doing cartwheels or you're selling right now. You already got your hands full. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you got other obligations.
I think that I enjoy the adult communication versus always having to talk to my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. If that's the case, girl, call me. I'm always talk about anything. It's Real Talk Radio. I talk about wherever. Call me, Aaron. Okay, baby. You know what I'm saying? I help you put your kids to sleep. I walk through Dr. Seuss. I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
I appreciate
God.
It. I've been holding it in, but like I said, Casey, you've been my love. No, I forgive you.
Y'all, persistence at its finest. Man,
you opened up your closet.
We went
in Casey's closet. Casey, ooh, what's in your closet?
We always got to be in my closet. I wish somebody would call about the all day.
Forget about that. You got a whole bunch of wardrobe.
Your peoples be calling in. I mean.
Yeah. They be support, man.
I have to admit that I didn't support last week because I had an attitude with her. Like, I did not call in.
Oh.
I had an attitude. And I was at work, like, mad as shit. So.
She was mad as shit, though.
She'd be supporting, and I will say, in defense of Aaron, it does suck when you really want somebody and it's like you really trying to, you know, you're giving a valued effort, and they're not responding the way you like, but it's like they're giving you enough response to make you feel like they're interested, but not enough to make you feel like they really want to, you know, kind of make it like a neutral thing. Like, it really does suck because you can't really control how you feel. You really feeling somebody, you really got that spark for them, it's hard to, like, just contain it. You know what I mean? It's like putting a lion in a cage. It's, you know, it's you can't always contain that. And it's not as easy as sitting there talking about it. You know what I mean? It's not as simple as it sounds. You know, especially depending on your personality. If you're an aggressive type of person, like, you go for what you know, you can't just shut that down, like, oh, I'm going to just make out I ain't feeling that person. You feel them and you're an aggressive person. You're going to go for what you know. You know what I mean?
Can I say something?
Please.
And it's going to be my last comment about it.
Okay.
If you are feeling somebody, this is my point of view. If you're feeling somebody and, you know, you kind of let them know that you're feeling them, and they like, oh, okay, cool, I'm feeling you too. Then you turn around and do something to show that person otherwise, like maybe you got a girlfriend or you're doing this and that. That person is like X'd out. I don't do drama and I don't do games and stuff like that. So if somebody someday like me, if somebody
like
me and then they show me otherwise, then I'm just like, oh, I ain't got nothing.
If you're not showing me that you're interested in what I'm saying, then I'm going to move forward and I'm going to post whatever on Facebook. You got your attention,
hold up,
right?
Wait. No, in response to what Casey said, so. Aaron, did you, like, have another person when you was, like, when
I
was talking? Was it another person?
Me and Casey have not gone out since the first time. And I've been trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I want to hang out with you. I want to do this. I want to do that.
Well, Casey.
She's like, you know, she busy. She don't have no way down there. You know what I'm saying? I've actually said, like, yo, let's go out. My treat, this and that. Casey still owes me a movie. Like, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my movie.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But she's always it's always something. Like, now I work 11 to 7 every day at the airport, at the ATL airport. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, my schedule's kind of hectic. So I did start talking to somebody else because, like I said, we fell off for a minute, and I'm just like, okay, well, I don't have her attention, so let me move on and get somebody else's attention.
Well,
and okay, but still coming back and saying, and still, hold on, still coming back.
Let's say Casey's rebuttal.
I understand that, but, like, if you can move too quickly for me, then that's a turnoff to me. I'm just being honest. That's like me saying I really want to talk to you, and then you don't text me for 1 or 2 days, and I'm like, fuck that. Where's the next bitch at? I mean,
it's a matter of I'm not going to keep coming for you, and I'm not going to keep texting you and keep texting you. How are you?
Like,
how was your
day?
How was your morning? Are you really? We're going
to okay, that was Wednesday, and then what's yesterday?
Let's see, when we first know.
Sunday?
Let Casey talk real quick. Go ahead, Casey.
My whole thing is, like I said, we're not in high school. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, like you said, you have 4 kids and you work overnight. So, I mean, your schedule and my schedule isn't going to match. I work during the day all day from 11 to 11. So, I mean, you might be sleep when I'm up and I want to talk, and you might be doing something with your kids, but I mean, that's cool. I don't expect to talk to anyone every day because I am who I am. I have my life going on over here, and you have your life going on. If I was dating somebody, I probably
wouldn't. 5 seconds out your day shouldn't be so hard to take 5 seconds out your day and be like, yo, what's up, homie?
But
you good?
But you
make time for what you want to make time for, Casey.
True, but you should know that 5 seconds out your day is hard, man. Like, if you got your kids, before you know it, the day is over, and you done did this, that, and that, and you forgot to do one thing and text one person, I wouldn't sweat it. You forgot to text me for a week. Shoot me a text in a week and be like, I'm just making sure you're still alive. I'm not going to think you don't like me no more. I'm just going to be like, damn, she busy. Cool. I like people that are, like, on their shit and getting on their shit. If you've been busy for a whole week because you've been working straight, then I feel good about that. I feel like, damn, she on her shit. But if you not, if you just texting me and calling me, you want to sit on the phone and fall asleep and shit, I'm not with that. We not in
If I'm at work, majority of the time, if I'm at work, I like to call, like, just so it can keep me up. Like, I sleep, be falling asleep at work, y'all. Like, I go in the bathroom and lock myself in the bathroom for about 10, 30 minutes and go to sleep.
I like to lock myself in the bathroom, too.
What do you do in the bathroom, though?
I take real long shits, man. I sit and think.
Holy crap. Hold on, y'all, real quick.
Hey.
Ida, you got to hear something. I got to hear something from you, Ida.
What's up?
Give me some Ida.
I mean, I know you hear everything that we're hearing right now. You're a female. Like, what's your view on this?
The first thing Aaron said when she called in was that she believes that women need to believe in themselves more. And I'm with that statement. And as I said, if you get older, it becomes a little easier to just understand that you who you are and everybody else who they're going to be. You can't change anybody. You got to accept people for who they are. And you got to meet them there. So, but I understand. I believe it's always good to communicate. I definitely believe in communication. That's one of the things that's the highest priority for me. So I get that. But some people need a lot more space than other people. They're not going to be around to communicate as much, and you just have to accept it for what it is, and either decide to move on or say that, okay, then I'm just going to be doing other things with my time, and then when that person's available, I can accept that, you know, this is who they are, and they just happen to be different from me.
I try to keep a focus. I try to keep a focus only because I don't want nobody else to come in and take that focus away from me. You know what I'm saying? If I like you, I want your focus to be on me. I don't want nobody to come in and I got to compete.
I understand that, but that might just be fear. That person might not have any other person they're even interested in. They just might have other interests and hobbies that have nothing to do with people at all. And you might be the person that they're focused on when it comes to having, like, somebody in their life, but they still need space to have time to themselves, to pursue things they're trying to pursue. To just, you know, be alone. And then when they're ready to kick it, they call you.
See? I agree.
But at the same time, man, it just, I don't know, just try to be upfront as much as possible. So, you know, people know what they're getting into.
Always. All right. Exactly.
By the way, just, hold on. By the way, this ain't It's Real Talk Radio no more. This KC Corner. That's what we're going to call this thing. It's KC Corner, ladies and gentlemen. From the street, like, shoot the wind, it's KC Corner.
Wow, it's
gotta
be my corner, man.
It's your corner, nah.
Man,
it's your
I'm
corner.
I'm telling you, man, Casey, man, we gonna talk, Casey.
Yeah, we definitely gonna have to sit down and chin that.
We gonna definitely talk, man.
Chin that.
Oh.
Casey.
Oh, man.
That's plain in the dip.
We should have a date, you know, episode.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know it was real out here on this talk radio. It's real as hell.
It's really real tonight.
I swear on everything, if we get the next caller and there's somebody I just say, I'm going off air. I ain't trying to hear that shit. hey, they hired me to be the Charlemagne of the crew. I'm going to be as straightforward as possible in this motherfucker. Every single female I done talked to, I done laid it out on the line. Is you or is you ain't? If you not, that is fine with me because I'm a full-blown pussy. Now, if you are, then let's see if we get something working. Other than that, man, you know what I found out? It's more, we ain't the last people on this earth. I can see if, like, you turn me down and we the last, like, man and woman on earth for procreation. Other than that, man, keep that motherfucking shit moving. One fist, two
right.
fists. You know what I mean?
Never take disrespect from nobody. Don't take no disrespect. Don't compromise your integrity. Don't compromise your character.
Don't
let that
happen. For sure, we got a real live prime example of persistence. Like live and direct, right in front of the whole audience. And
right here.
That's just, you know, yeah. Clean cut.
That real shit, son.
I will say this. I ain't gonna lie. They still inhibiting both of y'all, and I'm one of those people that people would come to a lot for advice. I was just one of those people that people just drawn to as far as, like, they know I'm a good listener. And from listening to how it's going between y'all two, I think y'all sound like y'all better off definitely as friends. Like, the compatibility ain't right. Y'all like opposites. Like, one is like a persistent type of person that really wants the attention and affection and goes for it, and the other one is like kind of laid back doing her thing, wants to move her pace. Apples and oranges. I don't think it'll mix well. I don't think I would like apple juice and orange juice mixed together, but I'd like them both.
No, that's shit nasty. That's your
they
nasty.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
You a lot. It don't taste good. You a lot.
That's just my own personal opinion, though. I'll let y'all handle that outside of showing y'all leisure time, but I mean, hey, Aaron, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. You know what I mean? Definitely want to definitely thank you for calling in. You know what I mean? We get
passionate person, good person, it sound like in there. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's gonna be somebody that's easily gonna appreciate all that. Seriously, that's not gonna be hard to find, for real. At least I hope not.
Thank y'all. Y'all made me feel so much better.
Listen, it's never, whatever you're going through, we rocking with you. Don't never feel like you gotta, you know, take the dark route out, you know what I mean? Like, you, first of all, you got your kids, and that's something big. Like, if there's anything worth sticking around for and being strong for, it's them, definitely. You know what I mean? And if you ain't got no other friends in the world, everybody that's on this panel, Tayreal, Nizzy Nate, Casey, Ida, LV, you know, we are, you always welcome to rock with us. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, you know what I mean? Even outside of the show, if you need somebody to talk to, we here. Because this is how we get down. We real life people. We radio personalities, but we still real life down to earth human beings. And we're compassionate. We got to think for people. That's why we're doing the show in the first place. And I would never let someone, you know, just kind of wither away like that. You know what I mean? So you got friends. Remember that.
Right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, y'all. Thank you for listening. And I hope my chest feel better real soon.
I hope so, too.
And it's swollen.
And the first and last time that happens. Right.
Yeah, it won't happen. It was the second. Yeah, y'all are right. Yeah, I'm done. It's the last time.
Damn well better be done.
Right.
Yeah, it's the last time. You know, I just got to start praying a little bit more and believing that.
There's a lot of there's some power in prayer. Let me be the first to tell you, it really is.
Just, I mean, you got blessings regardless. Like, is there a roof
That's
over
right.
your head?
You sound like a very intelligent, loving, as like off the chain type person. You got so many blessings within you. Just make sure you appreciate that, regardless of anybody else does anywhere.
Just keep it together, baby. Keep it together.
Oh, I appreciate it, y'all. Thank you.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you calling. You know what I mean? You always show the show love, and we appreciate that. And you know, you got that love right back. And look, we really got love for you tonight, so.
Y'all have a wonderful night. I'm gonna go to bed.
That's nice for you. And thanks for calling. Go ahead and relax yourself. You know what I mean? You know you always got some friends to turn to over here. It's Real Talk Radio. We're here every Monday, 9 p.m. You already know that because you support us faithfully, and we appreciate it. Enjoy your night and take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow, that was interesting, y'all. But I'm glad that we could, you know, really kind of, you know, touch on that. That was really cool.
You good, KC?
Yeah, where's KC? KC.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's all I'm going to say. Whoa. That's all I'm saying. Whoa. The word of the day is whoa for KC's Corner. Whoa.
It's not me, man.
KC's Corner.
KC's Corner, ladies and gentlemen.
I appreciate her. She was like, look, I want to talk to you. I want to see you.
Well,
I'm a loner. I like to use the outlet for my podcast and for this show. To do a lot of the talking, because honestly, I don't want to be on the phone too much outside of this.
I'm humble
that KC even is on the show. I didn't even realize KC was one of those I don't even like being on the phone type people, but she ain't rocking with us on the show because I'm like, wow, like I didn't know you felt that way. I did not know that till just now, to be honest.
Yeah, really, honestly, I mean, I tell everybody this up front. I posted on Facebook, whatever I had to do with Twitter, but it's just something. I'm just not the type of person. Like, I do not like talking on the phone. Like, it's just not. I just don't see the point. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't like texting, and some people, you know, don't like doing. You know, talking on the phone. It's some stuff I don't like. Like,
it's
I don't
different
know.
Reaction. That's all it is. It's
I know you
got
to get to know people. I understand that. But right now I'm just at that point in my life where, like, I mean, I've been dating and playing around long enough. You know what I'm saying? I really want to get my own. I like to keep myself together. And then the person that I'm dating, I like to know that they're focused and they're goal-oriented,
right.
You know? And then, to me,
right.
Everything falls in place from there. If we don't talk for 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not ever going to be like, damn, we don't talk no more. That's childish. I mean, you grown, I'm grown. We got bills. You got kids. You know what I'm saying? I got my own stuff going on, and so do you. If we link up and go to dinner, we can do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's not going to be an everyday thing that I can just sit and fall asleep on the phone with you. I have to wake up early. And if I don't have to wake up early, then you shouldn't even want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why you would even want to talk to anybody that's not waking up after 8 o'clock in the morning. That's late. That's just me. Even on my off days, I'm up. I'm always, I mean, it's too much money out here. I'm focused on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to learn how to love yourself before you can love anybody else truly. And that's just me personally. Like, I got love for Aaron. Aaron is a really good person. A lot of females are, you know what I'm saying? But Erin is cool. She's honest and she's open. She's persistent. I like her persistence. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me being me, like sometimes a lot of females do this. I don't know if females do this to y'all, Tay, but females will text me and be like, I miss you. What do you miss? That's me. That is just me. Like, what do you miss, though? Because I don't understand what you miss. You miss my head.
Well,
I
know
what
females mean. I know what females mean when they say they miss me.
Have you ever been in love before? Like, have you ever experienced, like, real love?
Right. For me?
Because that's what that's about. Yeah. Real love is about that. Like, you
right.
will constantly think about a person.
Right.
And
but not when
you
first started talking to them.
Right.
That's
not
like
exactly.
me asking
right.
somebody.
No.
That's like me asking
no.
somebody in the grocery
that's
store for her number.
In the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, in the beginning,
I mean,
that's not, that shouldn't be going on. Right.
Yeah,
but
that's
what
like
love has
me and a girl
go
on one date, and I'm like, hey, really miss you. What do you miss, bitch? You
yeah,
okay,
I get that. Right.
I mean, I could see if we've been dating for a while, and, you know, we in love. Then, cool, you've been at work. You text me while you,
right.
you know, hey, I miss you. It's kind of weird, but I miss you. You know what I'm saying? Then, cool. But as far as just, hey, I miss you, you don't even know my middle name. You don't even know my real name.
Mm.
What do you miss? You miss a persona. Mm. You miss the Facebook person that you know. You miss what I be saying, but you don't know me, so you do not miss anything in particular about me. But, you know, we'll have to talk about that another day because
we'll
be kind of real with it.
Oh, it's good, though.
If a girl hits me up out the blue time, I miss you. I know exactly what she's talking about, and it ain't no reading in between
the
lines on that. She's talking about the D, the diggity
yeah.
D.
Oh, what
are you
shut
up? Oh, my God.
Feel my love going bang, bang, bang.
Your D is Trump whack. That's
no, it's
it
not.
Is.
No, it's
oh.
no. First off,
oh.
Mizzy, you all the way on the other side, so you can't even say nothing about
whack.
My D. Second
whack.
Off, second off,
whack.
I do not lie on my penis
God
because
damn.
It shrinks. You cannot lie on your penis because it shrinks. And I'm definitely not trying to have my penis shrink. So, fuck you on that note.
Wait, hold on, man. We got some shots fired, though.
As a matter of fact,
God,
I don't even need no sound effects. Give me a real gun. I'm going to come down there and shoot her in the face right now. We don't need no nizzy name. I'm
Nizzy,
taking that slot.
Take it easy, Nizzy. Oh man, y'all got me over here rolling tonight. Hey, Casey, I ain't gonna lie. Like Aaron, like I think whatever you said made Aaron like she wanted to say something again. But I'm a, you know, what you want to do, Casey? Before we go, do you want to speak to Aaron again, or are you done talking about it?
Wait, she's back on the air.
Yeah, she, you know, she pressed the button to speak again.
Oh, see, that's what you get. That's
see,
what your ass get.
What? I mean, I'm just being completely honest. That's all.
That's
but
what
I mean,
you get.
We got to wrap this up, you know. I got an early
oh, no.
morning.
Oh, no.
You know,
ain't no
yeah,
up,
yeah.
Go
we
ahead. I
wrap
mean,
up. I'm over here
about
to sweat myself out. You know what I mean? But, it was an interesting show, man. And, you know, hey, I just want to shout. Everybody out, you know, first of all, Vicky Shakespeare for joining us and had an interesting discussion talking about, you know, her whole movement over there in Cali as an artist. She raps,
yeah.
She sings, she's talented. Anybody that missed the first half of the show, the link never expires. So you can listen to this show anytime once it's done airing. You can just click it and listen to it, and you can catch anything from beginning to end. You can rewind, pause, fast forward, all that good stuff. I want to thank all the callers. It was another caller that we didn't get a chance to get to because we was really in the middle. Too much was going on. I don't remember the area code, but the caller hung up. I want to thank that caller. Caller, whoever you are, you held on for a long time. I want to
talk
to you, but it was too much
yeah.
going on tonight.
Yeah. That's
you know
what I
mean?
Was saying. So, she texts me. She texts me, so hopefully she calls in next week.
Tell her to call in for the next show. We definitely got it. It was just too much going on, but we definitely
yeah.
got her
yeah.
on the next
yeah, I
was show. That's,
trying to kill
that's what it is, man. It was no way I could stop what was going on and be like, hold on, we got a call. It was just too much going on. And listen, you know, it was interesting. We had to let it fly. So let her know she can definitely call in next week and get in on a discussion, and we appreciate her calling in. Thanks, everybody, for listening, you know, that listened live. You know what I mean? That listened on the switchboard. The switchboard was lit up tonight. Everybody that listened online, everybody that supported. And I want to thank my panel, everybody, Casey, LV, Ida, Lizzie, Jay Styles on the line listening, showing love, the whole movement. You know, we here every Monday, man, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is how we do. This is how we get down. Matter of fact, before we go, Ida, what's your next podcast going to be about?
Oh, shit. Oh, well, I got two episodes this week. One is with my boy Kevin Hates Hip Hop. That one's going to be, we're going to be talking about the bleaching of hip hop and R&B. as well as news topics. I always talk about news topics and various other things. And the other one after that is going to be with Mr. Michael Dean. And I haven't decided on that topic yet. But the one I'm recording tomorrow is going to be about the bleaching of R&B and hip-hop, basically appropriation.
That's how it's going to be a good one. Hey, I listen to every podcast, you know what I mean? So I listen to the last three most recent ones. I'm going to listen, you know what I mean? I'm going
to
listen to the dumb when you upload
it. Y'all don't
think
you got to listen to it just because I'm on here, but I appreciate it if you do. I'm just grateful
believe it or not, like, I call other people's shows. You can ask Nizzy. I'll be calling other BTR hosts.
Yeah.
I'll be calling other people's shows. You know what I mean? That's my motivation. Hearing other people doing what we do keeps me motivated. That's like a rapper hearing another rapper spit. He's like, oh, he nice. Now he want to go to the studio and cook up something because he motivated. You know what I mean? So that motivates me hearing people like yourself and along with everybody else on the panel who brings it every night. That motivates me to want to bring it. You know what I mean?
No, it's true. I've made two guest appearances and speak on other people's shows and good.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
It's definitely about the community.
That's what it's about, man. Podcast, internet, radio is a growing thing. It's the wave of the future, man. I'm telling y'all now, man, AM and FM is cool, but internet, radio, podcast, that's where it's at. That's what you need to be tuning into. You know what I mean?
Because we can get stuff like this. Tonight was good. This is some real stuff. You couldn't get this on no AM, FM, nothing.
No, you won't.
Couldn't have got that on there.
You know what I mean? When it's a boss, you got to go get pulled in that room and explain yourself.
Yeah.
It's a whole new ball game. It ain't like that over here.
True.
We our own bosses. We do what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
man, I've got something to say.
Hey, Casey?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up,
Kay? I want to listen to your podcast. I'm going to listen to it.
Oh, well, please do. It's just it's called I Can't Help You. I've had a couple of people tell me it's a cold-blooded title. It's an ironic title. But it's just www.icanthelpyou.com, spelled just like that.
Okay.
And all the episodes are there, and there's at least going to be one or two, at least one new episode every week. So I'm trying to build up the content, get the topics going. I have a voicemail there. Anybody's welcome to call in. I want y'all to come on at some point. I don't know how many people I can have at once on my
Definitely find out. And, you know, sometime in the near future, we want to definitely see how many of the crew we can get on there or break it up and have two of the crew on one show because we pretty deep over here. We like six deep all together. So, you know, we pretty thick over here. So we'll find a way to make it work, man. That's for sure. And, you know, on that note, definitely check out Ida's podcast. You know, icanthelpyou.com?
Yep.
icanthelpyou.com. Check her out. You know what I mean? You can always check out blogtalkradio.com/Tay Real. Check out every show we ever did from beginning all the way up till tonight and on. And on that note, man, I just once again want to thank everybody for all the love, man. The love is definitely felt tonight. And make sure you tune in to us every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank my crew for being patient, and we went a little overtime, but there was a lot going on. So I thank all of y'all for hanging in there, you know, going OT with us and getting the show done. And on that note, we out of here, man. We will catch y'all all next Monday, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night to everybody. It's been real.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio.